To the Multimedia Men podcast number 27.
27?
Yeah.
It's very good. 27 weeks.
That was Gwen.
It's a bad that was Gwen. Gwen, what are you doing over there?
Gwen is hiding from that moment.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yes, sir.
Gwen Reyes.
Hi there.
Andrew Conway. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Kimbrell.
Howdy.
Howdy. This is our 27th segment of In the News, where we discuss all things cool related to film, television, music, video games, and comic books, and sometimes comics, comedians. Right, Gwen?
That's right.
That's right.
Comics. Right, when it's comic book time for Gwen again, that's what you're getting.
There is a ton of news that happened this last week that we'll discuss, and we're going to start with comic book news with Adam Conway.
Yes, comic book news. In the news. First up, Titan Comics has announced that they're going to be doing their first Doctor Who ongoing series following the 10th Doctor and the 11th Doctor.
Yes.
As well as the 12th Doctor whenever his show starts. So they're all about the Doctors, and you get more adventures of your favorite Doctors.
It was crazy back in like 2009, 2010 through, I guess, present. There's just been so many one-shots or little mini-series, so it's just kind of hard to follow. I'm glad they're doing
They finally decided to do the ongoing.
The ongoing.
So it should be good, and it's coming out pretty soon, so just keep an eye at your local comic store for those.
Sweet.
What's Doctor Who?
It's about a doctor.
Get out of here.
There's the door.
Also, Marvel is ramping up their cosmic everything, basically, in to get people excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. So they just announced that we'll be getting a Silver Surfer, a new Silver Surfer comic from Dan Slott. And I guess if you guys don't know, Silver Surfer is the Herald of Galactus, who is the, World Eater. I know it doesn't really make any sense.
So do you think...
But he rides a surfboard, and he's silver. That's why he's the Silver Surfer.
He was in that really terrible Fantastic Four movie.
He was, yes, played by Doug Jones. So.
And he's on the cover of Joe Satriani's Surfing with the Alien album.
That is true.
And another cosmic character getting his own spin-off series is Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's going to be drawn and written by Scotty Young, who's makes all the baby comic book covers for Marvel. So it should be interesting.
I could feel like the Guardians of the Galaxy merchandise will be crazy, insane, because of just the type of characters they are.
Have the Beatles sued Marvel yet over the name Rocky Raccoon?
Not yet. Probably.
There's still
it's probably on their long list of lawsuits they have to get out. So.
Yeah, there's still time.
Then Robert Kirkman announced at the Image Expo that he's going to make Invincible go really, really dark and more violent than it already is, which is
how do you make
hard
that
to
go
say. But yeah,
darker.
I guess because Ryan Oatley, who's the current artist on there, it's going to be his 100th issue at issue 110. So they're getting ready to do some big stuff like that. And I heard also that they're going to be doing a reboot of it soon as well. So I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but it should be interesting. That's one of my favorite comic books that a lot of people don't know that
Kirkman awesome.
Also did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been around for 100 issues.
And like, just like Walking Dead issues, Invincible issues are worth money. Issues because they out of print.
Because they made, yeah. And he had such a cool way of like doing the... like it's writing for it because he packed so much info into those tiny little squares.
Yeah.
Next up, DC Entertainment has now announced that they're doing a third weekly series that to go along with Batman Eternal and the new 52 Futures End, which will be they haven't announced the name of the title yet, but it's going to be basically a semi sequel or to Futures End. So it's going to tie in and it's going to feature like every superhero and not just Batman like the other one is, or the
All right. The
New 52, which is going to introduce new characters. So.
So is it every week?
It is going to be every week. So DC is trying to, you know, to get with the, like, people's attention span is, like, so short, they want to get those comic books out there as fast as possible. Because usually it takes a month to
two. Yeah, usually once a month.
So they're trying different things, see how, you know, the audiences will.
It's a lot of work for the artists and writers.
It's going to be a lot of work. So, yeah, you'll have different artists almost, like, every week, so.
Well, maybe stop convoluting the entire DC universe.
Oh, yeah.
Just streamline it.
But this is the new, yeah. The new 52.
The so. New 52.
I know.
It's not the old 52.
It's still just too much.
Then also, Marvel has announced that they're going to be doing they're going to air a 1-hour special about the Marvel Cinematic Universe on March 18th, before an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
So it's going to be cool because they're going to go over everything up until now, like that we've seen on screen, as well as give us previews of Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America. So it's kind of cool because, you know, they're just going to delve into the whole mythology and how they're trying to make everything interconnected.
Let's hope for a Ghost Rider reboot.
Let's hope.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Also, Marvel announced that they're going to be doing an Uncanny X-Men Days of Future Past video game based on the comic book movie. So, it'll be a mobile game. So, it'll be kind of interesting to see what they do with that.
You think it'll be good? Or has it been a good superhero game in a while?
Yeah, it's been hard, you know. They have, like, those massive multiplayer games that they're, like, messing around with, which I heard are good. But, yeah, there's going to be a good X-Men game in a while.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
Is that comic book news?
I guess.
One more
piece of comic news. John Carpenter's 1986 cult classic Big Trouble in China is getting its own comic book from Boom Studios.
Hooray!
Follow the adventures of Jack after the movie.
Now, I'm telling you this right now. At some point, they're going to have Ash and Army of Darkness versus... Or team up with Jack Burton and Big Trouble in Little China.
Quintuple team up.
Yeah, and Xena and Darkman. They've done them all. So, here's hoping.
Xena, Princess Warrior?
There's Army of Darkness, Xena, Princess Warrior.
But is Army of Darkness Dynamite, though? I thought, because this is Boom Studios.
Yeah, but they can cross over.
They actually did Die Hard, so it could be, John McClane. Jack.
It kind of blows my mind, I think, of all of these movies taking place in the same universe.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Boom Studios does Muppets too. It'd be great Muppets and Jack Burton. That's good news. China is here.
So yeah, that's what I got for comic book news.
Excellent. Does anybody else have any comic book news? Are we moving on to Gwen?
They're still in book form.
Still in book form. You have TV, right?
I do have TV. It's been a bit. We're in the middle of pilot season. So it's been very exciting. Lots of people are getting cast in things. Ellen Burstyn just got cast in Amy Poehler's new comedy show that she's producing for NBC. She'll be heading that up. So that's really exciting. It's called Old. It's also...
It's called Old?
It's called Old...
Old Soul?
Old Soul. I was like, yeah. Old something. Old Soul is also going to be with Natasha Lyonne. So
she's back.
Yeah, she's back. When I was at TCA, actually, they had just announced that they had signed a deal with her like the day before that they were there.
Really?
So with Natasha Lyonne, so she'll be back for that. Doing it basically is about a young girl who goes and does volunteer work and gets to know people who work at a nursing home.
Okay.
She's been awesome in the first season of Orange is the New Black.
Yes, which will be back in April.
So yay! She was really good in that.
She's really good. You know, I'm glad she got that hepatitis all taken care of. Also, this is kind of fun if you like train wrecks. Mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday. He'll just be playing himself, I assume. Hopefully stoned and coked out of his mind.
Isn't he going to the Oscars or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know what he... I don't think... I hope he's not going to the Oscars, but maybe he'll go to an Oscar after parties.
I think he's working the door.
I'll
be on the red carpet.
Also kind of exciting, speaking of casting people, Dylan McDermott, who is not Dermot Mulroney.
I was confused.
Always confused. And also does not like those jokes. As I learned the hard way. Dylan McDermott, if we remember, he was in the CBS canceled show Hostages with Toni Collette earlier this season. The show did not make it to a second season. He has been cast in Kevin Williamson's first pilot with CBS. Kevin Williamson had been, he wrote Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. He's also in charge of pretty much all of the CW shows ever, including Vampire Diaries, The Originals, Secret Circle, and he also does Fox's The Following. He's doing his first CBS show, and it'll be starring Dylan McDermott.
Not Dermot Maroney.
Dermot Maroney seems to be doing okay with Crisis, which will be premiering on NBC later this year.
Hooray! It's a good segue.
also kind of fun, I heard when I was down in L.A., I went to the TV Land sets and visited. I know TV Land's not necessarily a network anybody watches, but I really love their shows. And all of your favorite 80s and 90s TV stars are all, pretty much all have a show on TV Land. Including Jamie Presley, who was last seen on
her own show on Fox.
Yeah, and then she was also on that.
My Name Is Earl.
My Name Is Earl. I was like, How I Met Your Earl, but that was the name of it. How I Met Your Earl. It was also doubled as a Regency romance novel. She has a show coming out called Jennifer, where she is a woman who loses her job and has to move back in with her mom. Well, there will be a My Name Is Earl reunion on that show because Ethan Suplee was just cast as a series regular to be on that. So it'll be a nice Scientology reunion. And then finally,
when am I going to see the sailboat?
The Today Show last week wrapped up a whole segment where they were doing Love Your Selfie, where they would have people on talking about body image and stuff. And on Friday, they actually had their all of their hosts reveal their weight. And so that was a big deal, I suppose. Everybody weighs a lot. They feel like they're all fat. Everybody weighs a lot less than they think they should.
So they weigh everybody?
They weighed. Everybody announced what they were, what they weighed.
Wow. Howard Stern did that quite a bit with his staff several years ago. They had tried to have a
weight loss. Well, it's funny because like, they had done a thing earlier where they showed them what it looks like to get Photoshopped, what it looks like, what they actually look like without makeup. So it was a kind of a fun little thing for daytime viewers. If you were watching that, it was
To get in there?
Yeah, it was fun.
Is that it for TV news?
That's pretty much it. We're in the middle of pilot season, so there's going to be lots of cool announcements. People are getting shows. People are not getting shows. Writing staffs are filling up for different TV shows. So.
Cool. Okay. I have some TV news, Dad.
All right.
One is the WWE Network became live on last Monday.
I've heard a lot of people are loving their WWE.
It's pretty amazing. So if you're unfamiliar, WWE put out a channel and an app that you can buy $9.99 a month. It's similar to HBO Go.
What's WWE?
The World Wrestling Entertainment. Okay. So Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold. So you get a full on-demand library from every pay-per-view and every match since the start of WWE, as well as a 24/7 channel that has original programming, newscasts, and you get every future pay-per-view as well. It's really cool because the search option, you can search in your favorite wrestler or a match, and it'll come up. It's really cool. They had a couple bugs, of course, like anything does to start out with. But, I mean, I watched WrestleMania 1. I watched WrestleMania 3. You know, Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. It's really cool.
You know, nothing on the level of Obamacare's initial launch.
Correct.
fewer bugs.
But yeah, it's really cool. I highly suggest if you're a wrestling fan, it's big. It's big time for wrestling fans. Highly recommend it. And then there's a couple of other things. Didn't they find like the director to film the TV remake? I think they found Josh Boone, who directed Stuck in Love, for it.
Well, I think it's not gonna be a TV remake. I think it's actually.
Oh, is it a movie?
I think so.
I thought it was TV. Well, those were my TV news from this week. Anybody else have anything else? No?
No TV for me.
All right. Well, let's head on over to Andrew.
I can't wait for May for all the shows to start getting canceled.
To all the shows get canceled and won't.
Well, because I'm tired of living in this limbo where I'm watching shows and then worried that they're not going to make
it. They're not going to come back.
So it's like, what's the point?
Well, Hannibal came back this week. It was great.
Hannibal?
Yeah. Hannibal is crazy good.
I'm waiting for AMC to hurry up and develop Preacher into their show so I can get down to watch
it. But Hannibal was been pushed to Fridays, though.
It was Fridays last year.
It was?
Mm-hmm. Huh? It was always been Fridays.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Mondays last year.
All right, Adam. What day was it on? Doesn't matter. I have TiVo.
Interesting argument.
Revolution.
Andrew, you
I'll
have
start
music
out
news,
my
right?
music news with right. a slight TV news announcement.
What's it?
Shane Ward, one of the winners of X Factor, watch that show, but has joined the new War of the Worlds, a live on stage musical.
I'm for it. I'll see War of the Worlds on stage.
War of the Worlds musical?
Yes. And it's squeezed headlines by an X Factor winner. I don't know. I've never kept up with X Factor. So I don't know who Shane Ward is. I don't know if he was great, but if he won the show. So.
Well, the show also got canceled.
Because Demi Lovato didn't want to come back. So,
well, that probably tells
neither
you
neither did the audience.
But yes. Simon Cowell's boobs did. So. Well, he went back to England. He's doing the UK version again. He already has $1 billion. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
a jabillion dollars.
He's got a baby.
But yeah, so I get excited about that. Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins has decided to release an 8-hour electronic interpretation of the book Siddhartha.
I read that.
By Herman Hesse.
Of course. No, it's got Billy Corgan written all
Billy
over it.
I just don't know what, yeah. I don't expect that, but that might be a fun record just to put on and drop some acid or something.
Well, it's because I'm sure all the Smashing Pumpkins reissues have been out. And how many times can you put them out?
That's true. And they did a side project that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, you need something new.
Remember when they went super dark and nobody wanted to buy their album?
Yeah.
That like last one when Darcy was still in the band.
Yeah. We just want more tonight, that's all.
And then he does an about face and does a side project called Swan.
Yes.
Which was actually a really great album. And then they just disappeared again. I was disappointed. I was looking forward to a follow-up. But.
So now, in his 9th hour of his new album.
So, yeah. Get for the extended 14-hour version.
Yeah.
It's just him hitting the A string.
And then we have an announcement that a Black Hippie album is coming. And for those of you who don't know who Black Hippie is, it's actually a collaboration between four rappers, including Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q,
of course,
Absol, and J-Rock.
I don't know who any
J-Rock
of these people are.
You don't know who Kendrick Lamar is?
Who Kendrick Lamar is like one of the big I don't know.
Well,
rappers.
He was supposed to win, and then Macklemore won the Grammy instead.
And there's been
and
a little
Macklemore
feud.
Sent him a text message and said, "You should have totally won." I took a picture of him with his Grammy.
That's been a little feud going on in the Twitterverse right now with Kendrick Lamar. And Macklemore actually publicly apologized for kind of
Macklemore is a douche.
Taunting.
Oh, you mean the guy from the Black Pepper commercials?
But on top of that album, Kendrick Lamar has also announced that he's planning to drop another album in September. So
yeah, he is.
So if you're a Kendrick Lamar fan,
I love
it. If you have Kendrick, yeah, there are a lot of Kendrick Lamar fans out there,
or a fan of any of those other people.
Those people that Schoolboy Q.
It's like when Eminem was in a rap group.
Oh, the five
D12.
There's only five members. I didn't get it.
they had that pill song.
Yeah.
It's like Five for Fighting. It's only one guy.
So Black Hippies. Is that are like. I picture.
Does that mean they just like smoke a lot of pot and just chill out?
Like Woodstock.
Yeah.
Dress.
What's Woodstock?
Like,
I don't know.
But with like gangsta rap.
Could the album be any worse than an 8-hour Siddhartha jam?
Exactly. Well, that's just Billy Corgan.
How much sitar will there be? That's the question.
And a Billy Corgan.
I don't know. I'm
out.
Before
I get in.
What she said.
And other rap news that we don't really care about.
I like how you just said
rap people. Somebody's really white in here. You mean all of us? It's Kanye West news, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
One Kid Cudi
came
out. He's kind of mad that Kanye West ended up using him on his new album Yeezus without telling him.
Yeah, he should be.
How does that happen?
How does Kid Cudi not even
know about
aware?
It?
Yeah. I feel like Kid Cudi would be listening.
I'm like, so he's
like, you must have gone to the studio to record something with him. So
So I don't know.
Just Kanye West is just like just a horrible person.
I don't necessarily agree that Kanye West is probably a horrible person. He lived under weird circumstances. Yeah. Right?
Well,
he's marrying into the Kardashians.
Ever since he lost his mom, he's
or are they marrying into him?
I feel bad. I would be crazy too if I lost my mom.
It's like who's winning in that? Like who's winning?
Everyone's losing in that deal.
Yeah,
even us.
Even the child.
Yes.
Poor Nori.
Who are the Kardashians?
More Kanye West news.
Holy God!
Hype Williams has directed.
Yes.
A concert movie for his new Yeezus tour that will be coming out later. They just released a trailer this week.
I love Hype Williams. Where is Hype Williams?
What else has Hype Williams done?
I don't know.
All of your favorite rap videos ever.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ring Ding Dong. Everything had by Dr. Dre.
Ding Ding Dong. Ding 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 Dong.
There's a spoiler alert on the Kanye West Yeezus film. They actually crucify him on stage.
Ooh. Spoiler alert.
I hope.
For real.
So,
for real.
I was like, what?
The trailer itself that's been released has the song Coldest Winter, which apparently was on his last album. And so people were like, why?
Funky Cold Medina?
Why don't they use a song from this album? Coconuts? Are they all bad? I don't know. Like, I haven't listened to the album, so I can't tell.
They all sound very similar. But yes, he made that one.
He played the Bluebird.
So we have that. And then in other rap people.
Yeah, keep going. Like,
yeah.
With these rap people.
He's rap people. Rap people.
All right, Grandpa.
He's raps people. Drake, our buddy Drake.
Right,
he's not a real rapper. He's Canadian.
He's been dropped by his PR firm, guys.
Because he is out of control.
Because on Twitter, he complained that the Rolling Stones took him off the cover.
Not the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones magazine.
The Rolling Stone magazine.
That took him off the cover because of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he did have.
So he's mad that he was replaced by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And he voiced that opinion like a day after Philip Seymour Hoffman died.
Yeah, so basically Drake was supposed to be on the cover. And when Philip Seymour Hoffman died, had the audacity to die. Yeah, they put Philip Seymour Hoffman on the front cover. And yeah, he took to his social media. He's like, it's sad, but I didn't get my spotlight.
Yeah,
and then so he's kind of like, that's a big dick move.
Yeah, it's like,
dick
move. Yes,
well, I don't think Drake will ever have the talent level that Philip Seymour Hoffman had. So
Have you seen Degrassi?
You know what Drake has done? Drake has successfully shown us the face of a rude Canadian.
Yeah.
He did say he was sorry.
No, super rude.
It's just like the number one Canadian, like most wanted. Canadian.
He's only
half Canadian. Sorry.
He's only half Canadian. Sorry. That's probably why.
Sorry, folks.
Canadians should apologize for Drake.
Well, he might be a rude Canadian, but Justin Bieber's an asshole Canadian.
He's addicted to maple scissor.
From this point forward, Justin Bieber is known as Bizzle. That's what he wants to be called.
Bizzle. I don't want to talk about Justin Bieber.
He's turned 20 this week, guys.
I don't want to talk about it.
So
he joins the band list.
Other things that turned 20 this week besides Justin Bieber, Dookie's album turned 20. Dookie, Green Day's first album.
Oh, it did.
Well, now I feel old.
Yeah.
20 years?
20 years. And so they're planning a few.
I'm
going to
pull up my cassette tape of it.
When you were just like in college, you're
8-track. On top of
Fuck you.
That was a big.
On top of Dookie.
That album got a lot of college.
I was Dookie Howser.
You have that
Dookie
time.
Hauser?
I was Dookie Howser. It sounds like a
Dookie
rhyme.
Yeah. I'm a Dookie Howser.
I know there's a lot of good albums that came out in 94 that turned 20.
Oasis is first album. Definitely, maybe is going to be re-released for its 20th anniversary this year.
94 was a good year.
You mean the movie? The movie with Ryan Reynolds?
Maybe, but
no?
It'd be great if it was. But why not put it on vinyl? Vinyl's made a resurgence. So.
Yeah,
definitely, maybe it's not even their good one. We all like What's This Right Now?
Yeah,
they're all good.
What'd you say? You trailed off.
We all like
this. You like this one.
She doesn't want to admit that she likes Oasis.
Yeah, I just
so
kind of like taking
like,
it back.
She's taking it back immediately. Like, whoa.
I said maybe.
Whoa.
You gotta be the one that saved me.
I love the Ryan Adams version of that song.
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
Another quick hit for all you people that were hoping to get with Katy Perry. She is single again. Her and John Mayer broke up amicably.
Yeah.
That's not
she
shocking at all.
Like,
no.
She sounds like a peach of a person to be in a relationship with.
Apparently, yeah. If John Mayer wants to break up with you,
John Mayer wants to break up with everybody. I mean, the fact that they had a song together and in it, his lyrics are like, I just stopped running. Like, I just couldn't.
I guess I give up. And also,
Taylor Swift is jealous.
I know you might be sad about this, Brian.
Taylor Swift and John
Mayer
date. Have they dated yet?
She's written songs about
they've,
it.
They've
oh, yeah, Dear John, that's right.
Yeah.
There's a whole album.
Dear John?
There's an album.
Dear is that like John
that
Mayer?
Was her song that she wrote.
And then John Mayer's like Taylor in the movie.
Not to be confused with the Judd Hirsch TV show from way back.
Or the movie with Channing Tatum.
I just love the idea that her whole Red album is all about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
And how their 2-week relationship just like broke her. And I'm like, girl, get over it.
I thought it was,
you're adorable.
It was about something
she's
else.
She's a normal. Date a normal person.
She pretends to be adorable, but then
now
she's kind
all
of
the
like,
songs will be about
something like every dude in the music scene now. Like, I'm like, she
doesn't
can't
sleep with them all. She just kisses them and thinks
she like walks the line. Yeah, it's like, okay, how many, like, Taylor Swift was like,
well, isn't that true?
She was innocent when
she
first started, but now she's
that,
like a kind of a whore.
That all of the things is that she didn't lose her virginity until she was dating Jake Gyllenhaal. And that's why the whole album's about that. And so all those people that she was dating before, I mean, they were
Call me Donnie Darko.
Seeing Red.
They were just holding hands and going.
That's
real.
Yeah. I get it, Seeing Red. Get
with
it.
Violence.
It was her Prince of Persia.
Now, when she's saying "Tore Me Up Inside," it gives it a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we know the real title.
Oh,
of
too far.
Too much. Because I'm all like, possibly.
Didn't she loan out some of those songs for like Tampax commercials?
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly. Also, unfortunately, Slipknot is breaking up. Corey Taylor, the lead singer.
I'm sorry, that's still a band?
Finally, after all this time, decided he needs to chill and recharge and take a break.
I have never liked bands that decide that it's acceptable to wear masks and like look like the inside
Gwar?
Of a dirty butthole.
Yeah.
And
that's all of Brian's favorite bands, though.
Insane Clown Posse, Gwar, Slipknot.
Kiss?
It's like,
don't like
Kiss?
You just shit all over my musical taste.
Wasn't there another one?
Menudo?
Yeah.
Tool or no, not Tool. There was another one that would always wear costumes. I'm like, fuck you guys, get away from me.
Yes.
Do not like
Sounds about right.
I love you, though, Brian.
Tool.
Any
Menudo,
HR
yes.
Puppet stuff?
Yeah. Just another quick hit. South By has been talking. There's been a lot of announcements about who's playing at South By this year, including Soundgarden. And they're also doing a Lou Reed tribute.
Yeah, because Soundgarden's Super Unknown album celebrates 20 years, too. Yeah.
Yes. So
I'll be down there for that.
Also, Lady Gaga, unfortunately, was supposed to be playing the Dorito stage, but apparently she didn't get a permit to do what she wanted to do.
She wanted to perform inside of a 6-foot Doritos vending machine.
Yeah.
And I was like, amazing.
And apparently they
snacks everywhere.
Snacks for all people.
It's like one of those
Lady Gaga where really has our back, guys.
Yeah. That sounds like she's trying to copy Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips.
Well, because her album did so terrible last year, they had to fire almost the entire staff of that a record label agency.
Yeah,
so.
Poor guys.
Yeah. The Muppet Show thing was kind of cool. Lady Gaga and the Muppets.
I have music news.
But yeah, so that's all I got. You sounds like Glenn's got a few things she wants to add.
I just have one. If you guys were fans of the LCD Sound System concert movie last year, Shut and Play the Hits, they're finally releasing an album of the two nights at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's awesome.
About damn time.
It's going to be like a 4 or 5 LP set if you're a vinyl fan.
I will finally buy a record player just for this album. It'll be the only album I have.
Well, I got some good vinyl news, too.
Oh,
So Blue Note Records, best jazz label in the entire world, they're celebrating their 75th anniversary this year, and they are going to be reissuing 100 of their most seminal albums starting later this month. High quality vinyl, 180 gram pressings, audio file quality.
What are they releasing?
I believe that starts March 24th. I know John Coltrane's Blue Train is on the list.
So 100 reissues?
Yeah, 100 reissues. And they say it's going to be affordable.
$14.99? That's affordable.
I hope.
No.
Nothing like
$28.99.
Nothing like the $50 reissues just to kill you. I mean, Record Store Day is going to be bad enough, so.
That's cool. I like Blue Note. I have some Blue Note stuff.
And I don't know if anyone's an As I Lay Dying fan, but the lead singer who was charged with hiring to hiring a hitman to kill his wife.
Such a good story.
Actually pleaded guilty to the charges. And
finally.
Fans all on the internet are just like beside themselves, not knowing
is
what to do.
Is Azalea Dying the sad band or the loud band?
Take your pick.
Sad.
They're sad. They're sad and loud.
Well, because there's like one that has like a weird name, like as a, some, and then it's like a sad like band of horses sort of band, and then there's one that's like rah. Is that one?
It's that.
One. Wait, which one was that again?
It's that one.
Is it the okay, thanks.
It's the raw one.
Thank you for not making me do that.
Is there any fan online that is support of him still?
Probably not.
Do you think that maybe in his lyrics somewhere he might have hinted at the fact that he might be disturbed a little bit?
If you play their last album backwards, he totally confesses.
Before nice. He even thought about it.
Yeah.
Nice. Any other music news? Is that it?
That was music, yes.
One more bit, if anyone like me is a ginormous fan of vinyl records and Record Store Day, which, if you don't know Record Store Day... it's where a lot of the artists and labels get together and celebrate independent record stores by releasing a lot of rare and unique vinyl-only or CD-only issues. And there's been a lot of talk and rumor going around about what's coming out. But don't believe the hype.
So do you think that the golden coveted Nirvana single is going to come out?
No.
You don't think so?
I'm not sure, but...
It's called Courtney Love and Ask. Ask her if she can.
It's called Courtney Love.
But the official list comes out March 20th, and Record Store Day is Saturday, April 19th. So be glued to the recordstoreday.com for the official list. And according to the rumors, there's a bunch of crap. I don't even know what it is, so...
But in the past, like, they've released stuff like Days of Confused soundtrack and Empire Records soundtrack.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a lot of
old Grateful Dead reissues. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of bands and labels who have officially announced what they're releasing. So, I mean, there's so many sources online. But if you want one definitive list, just wait till March 20th when Record Store Day publishes their list.
And save up.
So I'm sure we'll come back to this on March 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have video game news, right?
I have video game news. Kind of a light news cycle this week. But Microsoft has announced that there is big, big Halo news coming out that they're going to debut at E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. And that's happening June 10th through the 12th this year.
What do you think the Halo news is going to be? That there's not going to be a Halo game? That'd be great. The big news is there is no news.
Halo 12.5 or something.
Yes. Beyonce's doing the soundtrack.
Yeah, but she's only going to release it on iTunes and not tell anybody.
Damn.
Beyonce doesn't tell anybody anything.
So yeah, there really isn't a whole lot in the way of Halo news because they're sitting on that for a few more months. But in other news... Microsoft did announce that they have at least 65 developers working on exclusive games for Xbox One. Again, they're not putting out any info on
they're just saying that they are working.
Yeah, and there's no telling when or if any of that stuff is coming out.
65 developers.
You mean a gaming company is making games?
Yeah. Microsoft's going to be making Nintendo games.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
Nintendo needs to stay alive in this business.
And the last bit of interesting... Well, not the last. Fans of Titanfall or Call of Duty, whatever. Yeah. The makers of Call of Duty are releasing their Titanfall game, which comes out later this month. I think here in a week or so. Has generated a lot of buzz. In fact, Xbox has their own unique console and controller coming out for that.
Oh, so yeah, it's gonna be one of those. You can buy an Xbox One for $100 more and get it.
It's a Metal Gear Solid controller.
Yeah.
Get it a different color.
I still want my Xbox that looks like R2-D2, but that's just me.
It'll happen.
Last bit of news, the makers of Grand Theft Auto V, Rockstar Games, is being sued by a one Karen Gravano. And if you're familiar with your mob history, Karen Gravano is the daughter of Sammy the Bull Gravano, who worked under John Gotti.
Awesome.
So she is suing Grand Theft Auto V for a sum of $40 million for allegedly using her likeness and her life story for a segment of their recent video game.
Do you think she'll win?
I don't know. It's kind of... The likeness part is iffy. I mean, there's some pictures online comparing the two, and that's questionable. She claims that her life story is hers and hers alone to tell. It's not the first time Grand Theft Auto has been in hot water with lawsuits from celebrities. I mean, they definitely borrow heavily from pop culture. But it's not out of the likelihood that there might be another mob boss daughter who has a similar story somewhere in the world.
Yeah, I feel like you hear all these stories in the papers, why not take from it?
Yeah.
Isn't it a parody somewhat?
Yeah, so I think if it does go in front of a judge will probably throw out the case.
Interesting.
So, but we'll see. It's not like Grand Theft Auto can't afford
the
it.
The judge
is a
huge fan of
Grand
Theft Auto.
I mean, shoot, Grand Theft Auto 5 broke every possible entertainment record the first 2 days it was out. So
yeah, that's true.
It's probably cracked $5 billion by now.
$40 million is just pocket change.
Yep.
All right, anybody else have any video games?
I want to be that kind of rich. Like, just stupid rich.
What would you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just like in Office Space. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
Take a look at my cousin. He's broke, don't do shit.
I just want to go through, like, Bill Gates' couch. I was like, can I have any spare change?
$100 bills in there.
Like, a lot of $100. Oh, that's where
that it's not even that. It's just, like, gift cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's sweet. Just
Xbox One gift cards.
It's, like, the best.
No!
It's, like, looking for eggs. You just find gift cards everywhere.
Gift cards to GameStop.
Like an hour's worth of your interest you get a day. That's all I need to live off of the rest of my life.
I mean, it's literally, if you had that much money, you go somewhere and it's just kind of like, I'll take that and that.
Yeah, I wouldn't
buy
anything.
There we go.
I would buy all the shoes.
I wouldn't wear shoes.
I would buy all the shoes. I would put TVs in every room ever, so I don't even have to move.
Just cover.
I could just be as lazy as possible. Just have to move my head.
I would get that thing in Doctor Who when the fat just like rolls off me.
Would you get an electric dog polisher?
Dog polisher or knob polisher?
Dog polisher. We're not at the knob yet. That's
like,
later in the
one.
Oh,
a personal dog washer.
I would buy a person.
Jesus Christ.
To be her.
I would buy a person.
I would pay them money, but I would buy
person.
I would contract this person for a long time.
They would walk for her.
Would it be a man slave?
Yeah, it would be a sexy man, and then I would like
Agador Spartacus? We have gotten off topic completely.
You need to change your name to Agnes.
Quinn's talking about buying and selling people.
I'm like a slave owner now. Just buy a friend.
All right, let's move on to film news. There's a bunch of film news this week.
Is there?
There is a lot of film
news. So, unfortunately, Harold Ramis died last week.
I don't even want to talk about it.
It's very sad. He was a Ghostbuster. He was Dr. Egon Spengler. He was also the director of Groundhog Day. He wrote Vacation and Animal House, and it's very sad to see him go. He was the doctor in As Good As It Gets of Helen Hunt's Kid. He was in...
Didn't he also write Analyze This? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I think he directed those, too.
He directed the first one, not the second one.
But he was involved in both, though, I think.
Yeah. Well, I probably got money for the second one.
But since he died, I guess the powers that be are still moving forward with the Ghostbusters movie, which is... How do you do a...
I love that when they reported his death, that was like one of the first things. It's like, yeah, he died, 69, sad. Oh, but they're still moving forward with Ghostbusters 3. And I was like, good news?
Good news? Yeah, it's like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Harold Ramis. Yeah. But like, how do you not?
And none of them want to be involved in the movie.
Well, Aykroyd does. And so does Ernie.
I'm sure Ernie Hudson will come
back. But Bill Murray...
I have a feeling. I don't know.
Bill Murray wants to be involved, but he said he wanted to like die or be a ghost or something like that.
Well, now that Harold Ramis
could
is
he play Slimer?
He could be like a version of Slimer.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, they're still moving forward with that, which is sad. I don't know how they'll write him out, but I don't know. That's kind of sad. Moving on.
It'd be a great tribute, though. They could sort of have him.
They could all meet
at the funeral. Exactly, pass away at the beginning. And...
Guys.
Well, I think it the latest version of the script.
It's hard to, it's so real.
The latest version of the script was always to pass the torch on to a younger group.
Yeah.
But they
need to
still
do it classy. They need to be classy about it. They can't, like, don't, like, yeah.
It'd be like the opening scene of Big Chill.
Yes. They all sit around and listen to music and talk.
Hey, guys. That's the whole movie. We don't even fight any ghosts this whole movie.
All right, moving on. Paul Feig, the director Paul Feig, who's responsible for Freaks and Geeks, Bridesmaids, and The Heat, has cast Melissa McCarthy in a new movie called Susan Cooper, along with Jason Statham. It's going to be a spy thriller comedy.
So much smooching!
So picture The Heat and Bridesmaid, but picture Jason Statham and Melissa McCarthy now.
I'm super awesome.
I'm down. Paul Feig hasn't let me down
at
all.
I'm still waiting
yet.
For my... There
yeah,
was
fits on
be,
the menu.
There was supposed to be a Melissa McCarthy and Jon Hamm romantic comedy.
That would be great. Yeah.
She's definitely taking that one note. Stretching it out.
Debbie does Draper.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's good. I enjoy her. But
her character now...
Her character is pretty much the same in every movie.
She's totally different in Identity Thief from The Heat. And she's different...
And she's different on Mike and Molly versus...
Oh, Mike and Molly, yeah. I don't watch
Mike. She does have a range, guys.
Well, her new movie is coming out in July. Tammy, yeah.
So
also the cousin of Jenny McCarthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cousin of Jenny McCarthy.
Also
interesting.
Gilmore Girls.
That's why I said she's different in Gilmore Girls than Everything Girls. All right.
Samantha Who?
She was on Samantha Who. Aww.
Was all right.
She?
Moving on.
The front of all the dogs.
Warren Beatty has come out of hiding and under an
He's
Bane.
Like 1,000 years old.
Yeah. He said no to everything. Up until now, he's been trying to get a Howard Hughes project made, and it's finally got greenlit.
So he decided to go method on it, and like Howard Hughes himself.
Yeah.
He's been growing his hair out for the last 20 years. So
did you know
that's pretty creepy.
Did you know that Tarantino offered him the role of Bill in Kill Bill, and he turned it down? Just ridiculous.
I'm not surprised.
I didn't see that.
It's ridiculous.
I like David Carradine in that role. Though.
I do too. Yeah. I'm just like, what has Warren Beatty done?
Warren Beatty didn't need to have his career revived. So.
Is David Carradine dead?
Dick Tracy.
Yeah. Autos. Yeah. Jerking off with
hung in a
rope around his neck.
Auto association in closet. It's a lot more fun.
You've been there.
Yeah. It's a lot more fun than you guys.
I just like to call that a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Don't knock until you try it.
But Warren Beatty, like, Bullworth, Dick Tracy, and then what else? What else has he done? I mean,
Splendid
after
Stress.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Heavy
after,
Can Wait?
After that. After
he doesn't need to do
Dick Tracy and Bullworth.
He Bugsy? Bugsy.
That was not after Bullworth.
Well, because Bullworth
Splendid
was...
Splendid in the Grass. It's the only movie that matters. Yeah. Moving along.
I think Bullworth was his greatest achievement. There's no going back. No moving forward.
Splendid in the Grass.
All right.
Maybe he was just hanging out with his sister, Shirley MacLaine.
Possibly. Well,
she's busy. She's over on Downton Abbey.
True. Well, in some big news, some big, big news in the Star Wars world, Adam Driver...
Totally on board with Adam Driver as a villain.
Yeah, so he's been cast as the villain in Star Wars, which is yet to be named. But
he looks like he needs
J.J. Abrams is awesome for casting him. Like,
bold.
He's going to be badass.
Bold. I cannot wait. I saw his face and was like, oh yeah.
And so it was a rumor, I guess, at first, where they, I guess it kind of came out, and then, like, I guess Lena Dunham on Girls, which Adam Driver acts in, mentioned it on her Twitter. It's like, we're so happy for him. So that's pretty big news. So I can't wait, because filming is probably going to start in 2 or 3 months. So I'd imagine, like, each week there's going to be casting.
No, it's
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was very funny, though, because the last episode of Girls is pretty much about the fact that Adam Driver is getting too popular. And that he might leave her and technically possibly leave the show. But like, so then they're sort of playing around with that whole thing, because he just, and on the show, he like gets his first Broadway musical performance act. So like,
yeah.
So they're like celebrating that, and everyone's like, wow, are you okay? Like, everyone's saying, he keeps telling her, like, he's going to leave you. So
I'm excited about this.
So it's pretty funny. It's a nice.
I broke up with that show. I don't watch that shit anymore.
I was really.
Much
hold on to hope that Benedict Cumberbatch
was
going to get cast as a villain in Star Wars.
Did you hear that?
What?
He wanted Benedict Cumberbatch to be a villain.
Well,
he still might be. Cumberbatch, as adorable and sweet as he is, he can't do all the movies ever made ever.
Yes, he can.
Spread
he
it
will.
Out. Spread it out.
Yes, he can.
The only person that can do that is Tom Hiddleston, and I support.
No,
though it is fascinating that J.J. Abrams will be the first director in history to ever direct a Star Trek and Star Wars film.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So I'm kind of hoping...
Now
like,
he just needs to do a Stargate film, and then all of the nerds will just be so happy.
That's why I'm kind of holding out hope that someone from Star Trek will cross over into the Star Wars world as
that'd
an
be
actor.
Awesome.
And,
I would believe those worlds would be around as well.
Like, I'm sure they'll
like Picard. Patrick
Stewart.
Starman,
that'd be awesome.
All right, moving on. In the remake news of Point Break, Gerard Butler is going to play the Patrick Swayze role, and Luke Bracey was just cast as the Keanu Reeves role.
Luca Brasi?
Luca Brasi? Sleeps with the Fishes?
Luca Brasi!
It is pretty great how they named him that.
For
Luke
a second,
Bracey?
I thought you were going to say Gerard Depardieu.
That'd be even better. I'd watch that. Yeah, Gerard Butler and Luke Bracey. What has Luke Bracey been
speaking
in?
Of where's he been?
Nothing.
Nothing? So they didn't have
no
name? Yeah. Who is this person?
Do we need a Point Break remake? Really?
No.
Isn't the good
one? We need a sequel, but not a remake.
Just as long as they cast Red Hot Chili Peppers in Point Break again?
Yeah. Anthony Kiedis needs to shoot himself in the foot again.
Anthony Kiedis has not aged a day, so he could play the part again.
Yeah.
Neither
has
Flea, though.
They have all sold their souls.
Flea's like 90 from the day you've seen him.
And I totally forgot that Catherine Bigelow directed Point Break.
Yes, absolutely.
And she's going to do the sequel possibly, too.
Which means that since she won an Oscar, Point Break has an Oscar.
Yes.
That is what that means.
That means
by default.
Sure.
By default. All right, moving on. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has said yes to the new Robert Zemeckis film about the tightrope walker, the guy they made the documentary.
Yeah,
across the
Man
World
on
Trade
Ledge
Center. Yeah.
Man on a Wire was the documentary. Yeah,
totally don't give
Man
a
on Ledge was Sam Worthington.
What is wrong?
What a weird movie to do. Let's do this movie.
Is it going to be... Because it's almost like a heist movie, though. That's
is
it going to be Robert Zemeckis' this weird, comedian world stuff?
No, it's a live action. He's back in live action.
Then I can get behind.
Because it's like...
He's back in live action.
Polar
he did
Express.
Flight.
They're going to have the Two Towers.
Zemeckis did Flight with Denzel Washington. He's back in live action.
Okay.
Flight was amazing in the first 10 minutes of that movie. And then it just went down.
I want to see more Polar Express. That's what I'm looking for. Polar Express 2. With the creepy eyes.
Yeah.
Crashed and burned.
So, in not so ironic news, Fox, of course, is going to make a movie on Dennis Rodman's trip to Korea.
Yes.
With his romantic relationship with Kim Jong-un.
I really hope that Amy Poehler plays the part of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, Rush Hour 4 is what they're calling it.
We need to cast that next. We need to cast who is going to play...
It's going to be Dennis Rodman.
And who is going to play Kim Jong-un.
But, like, really, do we really need a movie about this? Really?
Amy Poehler would be good.
Do we really need a... Do we really need a movie about
this?
Dennis Rodman in North Korea?
Exactly.
I'm over biopics.
Yes, actually.
I don't want to watch any more biopics.
The only way I want to see this is if Trey Parker and Matt Stone do it with the puppets again.
Matt Damon.
Hans Breeks. That's what I want to see.
Oh, shitty wall.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are developing a movie Console Wars about video game consoles.
Sega versus Nintendo.
Yeah. So it's
TurboGrafx.
They just started 16. That.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
ColecoVision.
Altered Beasts.
Then they did Dreamcast.
And so, and moving on, we found out that Seth MacFarlane is going to do a TED sequel with the teddy bear.
We knew
but
that.
Amanda Seyfried has been cast as the lead female role and not Mila Kunis. Although Mila might still be in it, but a small role.
What I'm guessing is she's going to be the love interest for Ted, not for Mark Wahlberg, is what I think.
I would hope so, because I like that.
Because Seth and Amanda must have gotten...
Gotten it on.
Yeah.
On
their is
okay.
1 million
but
ways
she,
to
like,
die.
Yeah,
no.
So and
she
then
the cutest dog though. She takes pictures of him on Instagram.
But I like Amanda Seyfried. You can see her in the Deep Throat movie.
She's great.
Called
Lace.
Her
boobs.
Lovelace. And she was on.
Veronica
Mars and Big Love on HBO. But yeah, that's cool. I'm happy for that. I would like a TED sequel. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Is going to be the bad guy in Jurassic World.
So he's a dinosaur, is what you said?
That's what I'm hoping.
I hope so. He's like a smart velociraptor.
Oh, it's motion capture.
And Ifrin Khan.
If they set up the movie from his last second in Full Metal Jacket, his soul goes to a dinosaur.
Maybe
several years later. Yeah.
Maybe he's like the crotchety janitor at the Jurassic World theme park.
I thought it would be a
this
good.
Is
I'm
my Velociraptor.
Dinosaurs.
There are many like it, but this one's mine.
But also, Irfan Khan is going to be in Jurassic World 2, who he was the guy who told the story in Life of Pi.
He was also an Amazing Spider-Man.
Correct.
Khan!
That is how you spell his last name, too, Khan. But yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio, love that guy. He once played Thor in Adventures in Babysitting, Dawson's Garage. And then he got really big. And then the last bit of film news.
You mean fat, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. The last bit of film news, the creators, cast and crew of Anchorman have said there will not be an Anchorman 3 no matter what.
They said that for part two, though.
I don't think they said that. I think they said they want to, but there was no money for it. But now they said they're definitely not doing Anchorman 3. They're
but
done
thankfully, this week, you can go watch a new cut of Anchorman.
Correct. You can watch the rated R version with 763 new jokes.
I'm interested.
Anchorman 2.5.
I'm going to watch that.
So Anchorman 3 will not happen. Nobody wants to do a sequel. So that is film news for me. Does anybody else have film news?
Well, one thing. Warner Brothers decided to back Johnny Depp's Whitey Bulger pick, Black Mass, instead of Ben Affleck's and Matt Damon's, which they had in the works for a long time.
Which is interesting.
It is, because they're actually hurting their relationship with those two guys, which is something you probably don't want to do since they make Warner Brothers all the money.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Affleck's in a Warner Brothers biggest franchise coming out.
But
well, it could also be that was what it was, is that Johnny Depp could get his done faster than Matt Damon and Ben. Yeah. So, because they both have so much going on right now. So, it could just be that it was just a time thing.
What does Ben Affleck have going on right now?
He's
a Superman Batman?
He's healing.
Superman Batman?
He hurt himself, so he's healing up.
But
then,
he's also prepping his Live by Night, which is another Dennis
Liam.
What movie did he get hurt on?
It was
just a regular.
Surgery.
Yeah.
It wasn't Superman Batman? Are you excited for Superman Batman?
I would have been more excited for like a Joseph Gordon-Levitt Robin film.
Speaking of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, they also found a screenwriter for his Sandman movie he's making. It's going to be,
or even a Chris O'Donnell.
It's going to be the writer of Skins, Jack Thorne. So it'll be interesting to see what
British skins
to that.
Or Canadian skins.
British
potato
shirts and skins.
So is that in the news? That's in the news this week, Volume 27.
Let W breathe.